The state has just absorbed a new chunk of land for conservation in southwest Florida. WGCU's Topher Forges reports the acquisition came years after the state turned down the land.
Peaceful Horse Ranch is a 4,400-acre parcel of land in DeSoto County. Both Horse Creek and the Peace River border parts of the property before heading into the Charlotte Harbor estuary. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, added it to a list of lands it wanted to acquire in 2010. A DEP document described its shoreline forest as, quote, largely pristine. And in 2012, the Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company donated the land for free to the DEP. There was just one little thing.
The Peaceful Horse Ranch was originally going to be part of the state park system, but then, of course, that option was turned down by the state.
That's Robert Moher, president and CEO of the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. This month, the Conservancy gave the land to the Florida Department of Agriculture instead. The news comes 2 years after a settlement between Mosaic and environmental groups that said Mosaic would give the state Peaceful Horse Ranch in exchange for expanding its operations in Hardy County. Moher says the company also kicked in a $2 million fund to maintain the land.
The idea was that this would help offset and mitigate for some of the impacts of the mine.
But a 2013 Tampa Bay Times article says DEP turned down Peaceful Horse Ranch because it felt it did not meet the standards to become a state park. DEP Secretary Herschel Vineyard also said the would-be park was too close to other parks that didn't have many visitors. Vineyard told the paper, quote, "We don't want to harm other parks," end quote. So when the state passed on the land, it fell to Moher and the Conservancy to figure out what to do with it. They looked at federal options, even went back to DEP, which said no again, and eventually found the Department of Agriculture. The agency's Florida Forest Service will now manage Peaceful Horse Ranch.
Took a while to get this worked out, but the public in the state of Florida have 4,400 more acres in meaningful permanent conservation.
Moher says there will be some public accessibility, including limited hunting. The Conservancy also put protections in place for the land, including banning mining. Topher Forges, WGCU News.